All right, here we go. In the Farshim, what we're learning today, Megvois, Perek Vav, Mishnah Yud, in the Farshim, Hakdama, Mishnah Seinu Donu, B'mikva, Shechibroi, B'tachtisai, Obik, in Ovik. What is an Ovik? V'ke'en ke'aras mateches. It's some type of plate of metal. Yeah, it's made out of metal, a ke'aras. With a hole, the shas hatzech. When you want to get the water out, when you gotta go, you gotta go. Bezman shu beemsa pas poiso. When it's beemsa, it's poiso. Okay, so here midu omuk tvei mishar shule hamikva. Since it's deep in the rest of the mikva, v'nasa hamayim shuvim besoichoi. And as water fills up in the mikvah, it's too little too late. It automatically becomes bottled to the shuvim water. Because the ovik is supporting everything. The one that supports. There does hot the neya hot the deya. The one that provides the support is the ikar. Even if all 40 saw came to the in one shot, doesn't matter. Don't tell me, doesn't make a difference how the water came into the mikvah. The bottom line over here is that since it's the bottom, that's where it comes to rest. It comes to rest.
It's not good.
All right, man, that's starting the place. So let's hit the side. The Dafka Kisha of the point to be mayor. We're going to have a coin to be mayor. The Dafka Kisha Ovik, the Emtsav is in the center. Yak Shadim, Makif in the Ovik, Mikol Tsad, Nikra, Alamikva, Shem Taruvis. The cave and Shakadm Rashuv, Nifslakol, Aval Kisha Ovik, Minatsad. Ah, Eba Zay, it's Minatsad. Av Shakadm Ramayma Shabusechel, Mayam Shiordu Achar Kach Betsidoi. Al Kolponim, Hamayim Hakashadim, Shabo Achar Kach Betsidoi Kisha. Doesn't matter. The mayim hakeshedim shabahu achar kach bitzidoi is ki oise mikve kesheda samach l'mikva shuvim v'loy nifslu. Das is given a mikva bitzad a mikva. It's a mikva minatzad. Das the barvuste famous case of mikva minatzad.
Because
that's
considered
nivra agavikim. V'afilu hashuvim sheba avik. Even the mayim shuvim in the ovik, havalei lahachshirinu. Even the shuvim sheba ovik, the water in the ovik, havalei lahachshirinu. Midehushku im harboim. So even the water in the ovik is going to be kosher because of hashaka. The only reason why it's not is because the water is in a kli. There's no din hashaka to a kli. The alcohol part,
there anyway.
Hello,
but you can't be tovel inside the ovik anyway.
No, so that's a shalom. Why? That's exactly the point. It's totally zebazeh. Exactly. Theoretically, right. He does. Right. Nechanami, exactly. Because you can't be telling the kli. Exactly. It's the same thing. There's no din hashaka in a kli. Because a kli is a kli.
But I guess the chiddush is that the water in the
water is no good. And the water that's no good ruins everything. The alcohol upon him, loy nivslak asherim, shenaga b'shuvim. But it's not going to ruin the water on the sucks. Loy nivslak asherim, shenaga b'shuvim. Shabiyavik wanted because this is called a mikveh bitzara mikveh. That's the yisoid. It's a mikveh bitzara mikveh. Okay, weiter. In mikabels ambati revis. Let's say the ambati is mikabels a revis of mayim. If the ambati is mikabel a revis of mayim, rotzaloymar. What does this mean? What does it mean over here? The ambati. What does it mean over here? The bathtub. The bathtub is mikabel a revis. Rotzaloymar shesvas haovik gvoyak tzas. Okay, now we're going over here into the second. We're going out to the sheet of the Chachamim. The Chacham Acholik. The Chacham, they disagree with their sheet of Emeir. They hold it over here that it all depends if you. It doesn't make a difference if an atzad, doesn't make this, but emsa, the ikra, the only thing that counts in this world is the revius of mayim. If you can fill up a revius of mayim before the water, before the ovi gets filled, then you're good to go. Then the rule is kosher. It's going to be kosher. Bein kishahavik beemsa, or menatzad. Why the havi can make the kosher shasamuch lemik apostle? Because that's the only thing that counts. Okay, gvaldik. That's it. We're done.
According to a mayor, if you don't get all 40 at once, it would not work. According to Chachamim, if you don't
So you're saying it goes in one shot? Because the main thing is it has to go first.
Zachar, you have enough for a mitzvah to share the raisa with the
revius. The revius has to come first. All right, now we go to the next Mishnah. We now come to the Chasima Perek Vav. We're coming now, we're closing on Perek Vav. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Hamitaheres Sheba Merchotz. Hatach, the Mataheres Sheba Merchotz. Hatachtoina Malaya Shuvim, well Yoina Malaya Keshedim. Im Yesh Kineger Hanegev Shloisha Lugin Possel. Kama ye benekev ye by Shloisha Lugin. Echod Mishloish me ois ve Eshem Lebrecha. 1 in 320 Lebrecha, dear Rabbi Yosef, the Lizard may feel a tachtoin on Lake Shem, well, you never like Shum Yesh with Sabanekev Shloisha Lugin Koshashli. Amu Ella Shloisha Lugin Shinoflu. Picture 130. Okay, let's see picture 130 to get an idea of what in the world is going on over here. Okay, we have a Sheikas El Yoina. Ah, we have a Sheikas. We have Nachamol Sheikas, the Sheikas, the return of the Sheikas. The return of the Sheikas. The return of the Jedi. I never saw that movie. No, what's committed? It's not too late. I can go on YouTube probably find it there. The return of the Jedi. Sheikas El Yoina. May Geshamim Shein Bohem 40 so we have May Geshamim. One of these shows they have this guy is always in black. This guy with black eating the black, who is he? He's a very deep voice. He's Rosh Shiva? He's Rosh Shiva? May Geshamim Shein Bohem 40 so we have May Geshamim, there's not 40 so fine. Now over here, that's the Sheikas Elyon. Sheikas Achtoyin is Nekev Hamachaberes Shtei Hashoskos. We have a Nekev that brings the two together. We have Mayim Shum. We have no water. That's no good. Mayim Shekineged HaNekev Nechshavim Kimi Shenimtzoim B'Sheikas Elyona. V'Yesh Bochem Shio Gimel Lugim Nifsulu HaMayim Shebesheikas Elyona. Mishum 3 lugim mayim mishum gimel lugim shuvim. Okay, so there's a lot of chiddushim over here. Very interesting case. We have mayim shuvim.
You have the mayim on the bottom, and you have the megishtam on top.
Top, and you have a chibur. If that chibur, three lugim, so whatever is in that chibur over there is no good, because that's mechubur to the mayim shuvim. Whatever in that area automatically becomes mayim shuvim. That becomes disqualified, that water. But if that water over there is three lugim in that area and it's connected to the megasham water over there, then it's going to permanently damage. It's going to stunt the growth of that other section over there. It's going to permanently damage. If you have an opening, if the area of that dotted line, that dotted line over there is there three lugim and it's connected to the megasham on the right side. Permanently damaged. It'll never be able to be a kosher mikvah because once you have three lugim, automatically then the megashamim, you don't have 40 some megashamim, it's not going to be good. Now, let's see over here, on the bottom. Aleph techilas techilah, pekokoi esanekev umilu bo vizu mayim shuvim uvizu megashamim. So originally we had two separate boiras. We put a stopper, a rubber stopper, that separated the Elyonim from the Tachtoinim. The Mayim Elyonim from the Mayim Tachtoinim. And the top is good, the bottom is no good. Base, then what do we do? Fine, base. Iker chidush mishnaseinu shafilu ein hamayim mekalchem. It's not flowing. Mishaikes the shaikes, going shamilu shnemik vash ashes ashes ash she kosoits begoiva shore, same height. The gam derech hamayim loredes min ashaikes lalyem latachtoina, the ain darkum la alois min atachtoina lalyem. Water goes up, down, and does not go up. This is not exactly, it's not the space station over here. The water goes down, doesn't go up. Fine. The ain darkum shlalos and atachtel lalyoin. Af al pichein nivstol mayim shabashoykes lalyoin. It doesn't matter. The water upstairs. The mayim lalyoinim. The hechar elama. Hechar elamais. The hechar elamais. Af al pichein nivstol mayim shabashoykes lalyoin. We got the tam adavar. Shamayim shekineged hanekev v'shoykes atachtoina. V'yamayim shabashoykes lalyoina. Nechshavim l'mokim echad. It's considered to be one location. It's considered to be one location. V'im kein yesh mikveh gimalugin. Shu'uvim v'nifsal hamik. Okay, that's what we said. Pretty straightforward. Now, on the left side, we have a new case. What's the left side? Over here, we have mayim, just the opposite. Pum fakert. Oilum hafach ro'isi. The bad mikvah is the good mikvah. The tab mikvah is not the good mikvah. But the tab mikvah is going to be mechubar to the mayim shu'uvim. Is going to ruin it. Ein b'mayim shekineged hanekev shi'ur gimel lugin. You don't have three lugin. Hamayim shekineged hanekev einam poislem es hashoykes. The mayim that's connected the nekev is einam poislem es hashoykes satachtoina hoil ve'ein bohem gimulugim. So the water on the bottom is not yet 40 saw. So it's growing. It's a budding Talmud Chacham. It's a budding Talmud Chacham. It's trying to achieve a state of shlemus. It's on the way. Don't ruin it. Don't ruin a child until he reaches 40 saw. And here we have a chibur to gimel to a drug dealer. Three lugim, mayim gimel Israel over here is to mayim shuvim. So the connection, the makam chibur is not three lugim. Hamayim shagneg ranekev inim b'pasus al shagis adachtan v'chol v'im b'gimel lugim. Afilu, what is it over here? What is it over here? Afilu, im yosifu achakach mayim shuvim l'shoykes chol yoyna v'kalchu hamayim l'shoykes adachtoina. Hashoykes atachtoina einu nefselus. Why? But Tamad of Hashemayim shogneged Hashna nekev in bohem b'shir gim lugim lifsel. V'mayim anoysim shesha yovoy min hashoykes aliyoyna harayil mayim shol mikveh mayim shol mikveh b'tzad mikveh kloymer hamayim hashuvim anoflu l'mikveh nifrat. Hashoykes aliyoyna v'yachach boha mayim b'derech hamshocha. Oh! We go back to the Alta Yisoid. The Alta Yisoid from the days of Navardik and Slobodka. The side of the altar. Hamshocha. Shiduchim. Do you have Hamshocha? Is there Hamshocha? Vogelman. Chassandinan. Do you have Hamshocha? Is there chemistry?
Is there social security?
Ooh, that's a real... Ooh, that's a real tough one there. V'tama davar shamayim shachneg ranecha v'mechem shir gim lugim lusav v'amayim nesav v'antravol l'mir ha-shagis l'yem harayi l'mayim shol mikva b'tzad mikva k'loim ha-mayim ha-shoiv v'nof l'mikva nifrad ha-shoikes hol yoyna v'achar kach bo ha-mayim b'derech ha-mshoch l'mikva acher ha-shoikes ha-tachtoina u'mayim shu'uvim ha-bom l'mikva b'derech ha-mshoch ha-einim p'esim k'loid sh'yesh ha-mikva roiv me-gishonim. Since there's rov megishamim, the shulim that's coming from the mikvah derech hamshacha.
So you need rov megisham. So even if it's three lugim, no, even if it's more than three lugim, it's not going to pass.
It's not going to pass. Three lugim relative to 40 saw. So it's the mayim shulim abayis lugim the mikvah derech hamshacha. Any place is called sheyesh b'mikvah rov megisham. Api chazonish. Okay, now the bottom. What is happening on the bottom over here? Where A L Tsiyudim 127-128 Shemaim Shabaovik in the Moslems and Kashem Mikvah Hasamach Mikvah Dinam in Atsad, Rabbi Meir, Lacham Relachamim, Korin Lacham in Mikabela Sambati Revius. Now, where A L Tsiyudim 127-128 Shemaim Shabaovik in the places and Kashem Mikvah Kishahim Mikvah Hasamach Mikvah. Fine. Dinam in Atsad, Rabbi Meir.
The way how we will master these mikvahs in both of these mishnahs is saying that it's mikvah b'tzad mikvah.
Right.
So once you have one kosher mikvah, the other one can never ever pass it. The question is, you just have to get it to become kosher. That's all.
Okay. So now, what does he say over here, Vaita? Re'elel shamayim shavavik in a place of mikvah stumble the mikvah. Tainim net salam me'el lacham im mikabel islambati revias ad shloyigal lovik. V'zeu davka kishain gimel lugin b'kli neged pesach hakli. There's not gimel lugin in the kli k'neged pesach hakli. What's that all about?
When you have the gimel
lugin. This mishnah, because this mishnah we're dealing with the pesach. In this mishnah over here we're dealing with the pesach hakli. Davka. Right. Kishain Zavzav Kishain Gimel Logan Bechli Kenegat Pesach Leave Aval Im Yesh Bechli Gimel Logan Kenegat Pesach Akli Oysa Mayim Nachshav Lemeravim. So I'm saying the opening is going to be three Logan. That's the entire dotted line. The entire area of the dotted line. Aval Im Yesh Gimel Bechli Gimel Logan Kenegat Pesach Akli Oysa Mayim Nachshav Lemeravim Bemikvi Beslu Kimoish Bemishnasenu Ladash Rabbi Yossi. Then it's going to be a problem. Yesh bechli gimel logim kineged pesachli oisamayim nashav lemuravim. It's all mixed together. B'mikveh upastu kemoi. It's going to pass the kemoi b'mishnasenu ledas Rabbi Yosi, like according to Shita Rabbi Yosi. Okay, very good. Now let's go back to the Rav. Let's see what zok the Rav. The Hilka Rami Bar Tanura. I learned yesterday that the Bar Tanura is buried next to the Ramban and the Mordechai. O Mordechai HaYehudi. Not Mordechai HaYehudi, Mordechai the Rishon. Mordechai the Rishon. There's Mordechai HaRishon and Mordechai HaYehudi.
That was killed in the Rhineland massacre.
The Mordechai was killed? In a massacre? I didn't know that.
Yeah, the Mordechai was killed.
In which massacre?
The Rhineland. The Rhineland massacre.
That's not a crusade.
Rhineland.
The Rhineland was the area of the first crusade. In the Rhineland, in Varmiza, Mainz, and in Worms. He called me up yesterday, Dr. Aaron Mindell. He told me that it's very likely that he's quitting, not having any more. No more Tisha B'Av. No more Tisha B'Av.
He's such a mammon.
No more Tisha B'Av. He's quitting. He says He started the program in order to be mechazek the olam, to be observant. Today, there's a plethora of programs. There's no room for his program anymore. There's so many programs. Ratings are down all the way to almost nothing. Of course, a choin rav, no one wants to give a penny. Any sponsor, no one wants to touch it. Ratings are down. People don't want to speak. So it's min hashamayim. It's not meant to be anymore. It's over. Come and join.
We have to get the Chafetz Chaim Heritage Center
to do what?
I will drop a line to the Chafetz Chaim Heritage Foundation.
To what?
The Chafetz Chaim Heritage.
Ugh, I don't like Chafetz Chaim. What about them?
They make this thing. No? Don't they make the big thing on Tisha
B'Av? A lot of programs. They have 50. They're not so popular anymore either. The Chofetz Chaim Heritage Foundation. They're not so popular. They make videos. They send out videos to go to shuls to watch a video, a pre-recorded video, and pay $10-$20. It's not so popular anymore. Those videos anymore. They're boring. They all say the same thing. They don't have nothing to say. Today, what's popular? He's on to something good. Finger Boys. We have Shweki, and we have Avram Fried. We have entertainment. Maybe this year we'll have food also. Why not? If we could have music, if we could have singing, why not have some food also? No. Why not?
All right.
The new Judaism. Weiter. So over here, what, how did I get into that topic? How did I get into that topic over here with the Rav? Oh, the Mordechai. Oh, Mordechai, the massacres, right? So the massacres, that's Tisha B'Av. That's the first crusade. That's when he was killed? He was killed in the first crusade? I don't know, okay. The Mordechai. Umar the Chai, Hayudi, right? So, where we are, Mataheres.
Hold on. Is there a vitamin by Tanura? I thought a vitamin by Tanura is Bernard Stroh.
Right, with the Ramban.
Right,
so exactly. That's what something doesn't make sense. I don't know. I read yesterday that there's a tradition. There are three people that are buried together in Hebron. They're buried together, even though we don't even know where they are. Three people. What?
Ramban's not in Hebron.
There's a big, yes, he is. The big Shiloh where he's buried. No one knows where the Ramban is buried. The tradition, there are many traditions. Some say he's in Akko. Some say he's in Yushalayim. Some say he is in. I have a whole list of places of where he's buried. I remember when I was there by him in Hebron. I remember before you enter into the thing over there, they have on the side a whole matzeva there. They say this is the Ramban, but they say the Ramban was buried under the steps. The Messiah is there were two sets of steps. There was seven steps, and before the seven steps there were 10 steps. And Ramban is buried under the second step. Under the second step. He's supposed to skip the second step, shouldn't step on his grave. What does that mean exactly? I don't know what that means. No one knows. The truth is, no one really knows anything for sure where the Ramban is buried. It's Nelam. It's hidden from man. The burial spot. V'lo yoda ish kivurosai ar hayoim hazeh. And then they say that down the mountain is a place, certain area, where there's a tradition, another opinion. In that Mokoyim, there are three people that are buried there, in that Mokoyim. The Ramban, the Bar Tanura, and the Mordechai. But you're telling me he was killed in the Rhineland. The Rhineland is very, very far away. A horse and buggy will take...
The Rabbi Bar Tanura, I think, was a rabbi in Jerusalem.
You don't bury in Yerushalayim, so they buried him in Hebron. By the Avos HaKadoshim. What better place to go to be buried near the Avos HaKadoshim? Weiter. I don't think I should be buried near my parents. I'll be embarrassed. I'm embarrassed to be near them. I'm embarrassed. I'm a failure. I didn't produce offspring. I'm embarrassed. I'm a failure. I think I should be buried over here somewhere local. Buried over here. Let's see, where should I go? Where should I go? Where should I be buried? Where should they deposit me? Which sewer hole in Flatbush? Avenue J on East 18th Street? Nah.
I think there's a lot of recognition on Avenue M. I would go with Avenue M. There'd be a lot of people that would recognize.
Avenue M? My stench? Yeah. Nah. I want privacy. I want quiet. Quiet. Go to Avenue P. P and 31st Street.
Stop at Avenue M to ask these halachic shaylos that always confounded the masses. So I think they would appreciate it. But the truth is that you'll make that decision for you, so I don't think you're gonna have to worry about that.
Vayit in the Mishnah. We are over here. Wait a minute. Hamitaheresh b'merchatz she. Kosois Hamayim Ho Asuyois Bemerchats Shenim Shecha Shenim Shachim Lachemayim Tsernim Lehishtatef Bohem. Nochemo. We have Shikosois
Hamayim, right? So this is like a bear, like they have like this little.
Shikosois Hamayim Ho Asuyois Bemerchats Shenim Shachim Lachemayim Tsernim. Cold water flows there. Lehishtatef Bohem in order to immerse, to bathe. Okay, so these same thing before. Yeah, these wells that you go there after you bathe in the hot water, you go in there. Sometimes it's double. This is the Metzius, this is the Welt. As I get this in the Welt. In the Welt, there's always a hole somewhere. There's always a chibur between the taruvis, between the liyonim and the taruvis. It's like a mashal. This is a mashal for the Welt. In the Welt, there's the olam ha'elyon and the matachtoin. And there's a chibur, there's a small channel in between. Im yesh kineged ha'nekev shlosh lugin, if the kineged is a grois chibur, there's a grois chibur between the olam and the tachtoin, sh'nekev rochav, it's wide, v'oruch, kashir, sh'yikonsu, b'shlosh lugin, The people in this world, they ruin for the people in the Elyonim. The people in the Tachtonim, they bring up a foul contamination even to the Elyonim. We consider the opening to be as great, it's going to be like it's mamash for the Elyonim. Loi minatzad. Even though it's not going to pass the minatzad, it's be'emsa. We consider this to be be'emsa. Nachmosa, if a shloish lug mayim shuvim poistem k'shem be'emsa, afal pi she'in poistem minatzad, v'rusa nokat.
She'atachtoina. Far wall, Ephraim, because you're measuring from the far wall. You look at the bottom pit, whichever way it is. So the wall, the nekev does not end there. You're actually measuring
from end to end. From end to end, so it's like one big opening. Okay, very good. Weiter. And now what does it say over here? So therefore, now that we go from end to end, now that we go from end to weiter in the Mishnah, Rusin of Dosh and Dachton, Maim Shuvim, Vel Yoyna, Maim Kashem, Shaderech, Rusin, Nakat, Shatachtoina, Maim Shuvim, Vel Yoyna, Maim Kashem. Shader, the chiddush is that even the mind that shatachtoin, the bottom one, nochmo, ve'avusa nokat, nochmo, shatachtoin is mayim shuvim, the bottom one is mayim shuvim, ve'lioina, the upper one is mayim kishedim, shaderech hamayim loredes, v'indarkan lalas, the chiddush is even the gravity is at force. The force of gravity over here, lalas, it doesn't matter. Certainly, it's going to be the way around. Certainly, it's going to be possible in the second picture. That's right in the Mishnah. That we didn't do yet. Okay, Vaita. Okay, good. So, different. Now. Now let's go back to the Mishnah. Okay, so now we got this down. Now we're back to the Mishnah. Kama yehei b'neke v'yebo shloish lugin. So it says over here is echad mishloish meos ve'eshim lebrecha dir Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Lezer omer afilu hatachtoina malaya kasher malaya. The bottom one is malaya kasherim v'liyoina. Oh, so we're going over here to we're still in picture 130. We really not have discussed picture one. Picture that's going to be the next part. I feel that Achtonim Malei Kasherim, Valyonim Malei Kasherim, Yesh Bitzad Anekev Shloish Logim Kasher, and there are three look, he disagrees entirely. Shlo Amu Ela Shloish Logim Shenof. Okay, let's see the Rav. I have no idea what's going on. Here, Rav. Kama Yebe Nekev, Hashto Oso Li Ashmo Inan, Kama Shi Uroi, Shel Nekev, Shen Yotsu Mimenu, Shloish Logim, Bevasachas. What is the measurement of the nekev?
Measuring the nekev, how much does the size have to be so that you have three lugin on the other side that could pass the nekev?
So it says that echad mishloish meos ve'eshem bebrecha, 1,320. Echad mishloish meos ve'eshem shebrecha, the shloish lugin, three lugin, the shloish lugin, echad mishloish meos ve'eshem bi'arbom so. Oh, Shloish Lugim, I don't know this, is 1 in 320 of 40 saw. Ketzad, what's the calculation? Ketzad, Hasaw is Shisha Kabin. The Akav is Arbol Lugim. I don't know how to do the math. Yeah, I don't know how to do the math. It's 24.
What do you mean? You were a computer science major.
Math was torture.
One kav is 4 lug.
Okay, six and kav, 6 kav, kav is 24. That's 24. Nims are boim sahain. It comes at 4, so it's 24. 24 by 40. There are 6 times 4. Wait, she shakab. The akav is arbo lugin. Nims are boim sah. Oh, sorry. She shakab. There are 6. Oh, a saw is 6. Oh, so that's 24 multiplied by Nimsu Arboim Sa, 24 multiplied by 40. 24 multiplied by 40 equals?
960.
Equals? Hein Anyone in the audience, please? Anyone in the audience? Who's a genius here? Eagles, Hain, Tesha minus 960 log. 960 log. Hare Shloisha Login, Chelik Echon Misholish Meos Veshim Bebrech. Wow, look at that math. That means it's going to be 1 in 320. That's how much 3 Login is. That's three Login is. Kalaima Bemikva Kasha Shalabarim saw. Vishiure Chacham Shir Mikva. The Chazam made a calculation, the Shir Mikva, Shemachzik Arboim saw, a Shir Mikva, made a calculation, Shir Mikva, the Shi'ur of a Mikva, that's Machzik Arboim saw, Amo, Al Amo, Berum Shalish Amos, Hare Shir Nekev, a Machzik Shloisha Lugin, who Echad, Mishalosh Meos, for Eshemi Amo, of an Amo, Shal is 1 320 of an Amo, okay. Echam the Shulash Meos Meshem Me Amal Amma Barum Shulash Amma Shemachzik Barum Sa. So what does that number give us? What's that number? What's that doing for us? The Rambam Kosav Sheim Hoy Sabrecha Pachos Yosem Me Barum Sa Mechashvin Haneke Be Pachos of Yosem. We do it's proportional. There was more or less than 40 Sa. Vicheshvin Zeki Goyim Hoy Sabrecha Eshem Sa. You know 20 Sa. Tzarich Lios Haneke Ve Echad Mi Meiv Shishim 1 in 160. So he's giving us the size of the hole. It's a very money. He's not over here. He's not really giving us most explanation. He's saying it's very nice. Giving us very nice math. That three logim is exactly from 40 saw is 1 in 320. It's right. Three logim.
Right, and that's the opening. That's the amount of water. That's the amount of water. That's their request.
So he's saying the height of a mikvah. This is the main part is the second part. The second part of what it says over here. Go back to the top of the page Kuf Yud Aleph, the last white line, the very top, page Kuf Yud Aleph, page 111, on the very top, the second line, the right side. He says Shiur Chacham Shiur Mikvah Kishemachzik Arboim Sa Amo Al Amo Berum Shalosh Amos. So now one Amo by one Amo by a height of three Amos. Hare Shi'ur, so take that height and divide that into 320 parts. You have an Amma by an Amma, a square that goes up three Ammas. It's like seven layer cake. But instead of it being seven layer cake, make believe it's 320 layer cake. You have a tower of cake. And the cake is one Amma by one Amma and a height of three Ammas. And make 320 slices. The width of one slice, that's the size of the whole of the nekev, which will automatically be considered to be three logim. That's what he's saying. That's the pshat. Now I got it. So we have over here that height. Amma, one amma by one amma. We have to do some forensic analysis. We have to go to a laboratory and make an amma by an amma height of three ammas, and divide that into 320 parts, and come up with the precise number of centimeters or inches or some unit of measure to tell us the height. That amount of space is the hole, which automatically disqualify the mikveh in this case, because we see now that the Pesach is kineged shaloisha logim. And the Rambam says, what happens if the mikvah is larger or smaller? Then we have to adjust accordingly this height. This is a variable height.
So it's like Kavar Ba'amas in the Elam Mitzias, the beginning of Kavar
Ba'amas. Amma, Vashircham, Shir Mikvah, Shir Marbosa, Amma, Brum Shoshamas, Harry Shir Nekav, Mach, Bishop Lugum, Haru Echam, Shoshamas, Shoshamas, Amma, Brum Shoshamas, Samaxi, Abba Mama. The Rambam Kosav, Shem Hoy Sabrecha, Pochos, Yos, Marboim, Sam, Mechashvin, Naneke, the Pochos of Yos, Lefichashvin, Zek, Goynim Hoya Berecha, Eshem, saw the Berecha 20, so it's Sachli Yos, Naneke, then it'll be a little bit bigger. In order to make sure you're going to guarantee, if it'll be 20, so you have, in order to guarantee, you can have three Lugim. You have always got to make sure you have three Lugim. Mel Echad, Mimea Vashishim. You have to have 1 in 160 instead of having it 1 in 320. So what is half of 320? Half of 300 is 150. Half of 20 is 10, so it's going to be 160. Amazing. See, we have a new number now to add 320. It's a shame it couldn't be 310. Then we can say Shai. So yes, this is a trivia question. Where does it say 320? Where do you get 320? Mikvois, Perek Vav, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Mikvois, 320, you have to know your numbers. Ask this on the Chidoyin HaMishnah to know this answer. 320. Mikvois, Perek Vav, unbelievable. Okay, so let's now see what state over here in the Ikar Mefarshim. In the Ikar Mefarshim, what does the Mefarshim want to tell to the Hakdama Pasuk Mishnah Yud Aleph? Back to page 109.
Let's look at the graph first.
The graph, HaMetaheres Shebemerchetz, the Metaheres. Why is it called the Metaheres? Why is it called the Metaheres?
Because the person takes a shower.
Let's read again the Rav, one more time, that part of the Rav. HaMetaheres, Shikosos HaMayim, Hoasuyos Bemerchetz, that I made the Merchetz, Shenimshochim Lechem Mayim Tzernim, Lehishtatef Bochem, Kedei Letaratzman, Lachar Shirochatzu, After you wash in hot water, I guess that's what it's called. This configuration of two mikvois, zubitzad zu, is called the metaheres shemerchatz. You first go to a bath, and then when you come out of the bath, you go for the tahara. They actually do this today in the Oretz. In the Oretz, they have them, in order to be Mekarev Rechoikim, to become Kroivim, and they want them to be Nizr and Taharas HaMishpacha, they make the mikvah into a Merchatz, into a sauna. They do this. This is a very popular thing in Eretz Yisrael, where basically the mikvah is a part of an experience. Women, they go to this place, and they get maybe a massage, maybe, I don't know. And it's like a sauna, and it's like a whole treatment center. And then maybe they put some things on their eyes, pina colada on their eyes. And then at the end of the experience, oh, this oichid a mikvah. It's not so terrible to go to a mikvah. It's a technique that's used in the Oretz to be makadev rechoikim, to be nizar in the kedusha of taharas hamishpacha. So it's called in the Oretz the Metaheres Shebemerchatz. Come and spend some time in the Metaheres Shebemerchatz. And this is the configuration of ancient times, the two bodies of water that are adjacent one to another, and there's a Negev, and the Negev, the magic, the address is 320 Rechov Mikvah. Because the size of the hole is 320, is 1 in 320. Okay, so this is over here, the Hakdama. Mishu seinu done b'shtei migrechos im mayim tzoinanim, cold water. Zula b'alu mizu achas im hamayim kashedim, pochas m'arboim sa. V'yashni ha'mayim shuvim. V'yabrechos m'chubore zu l'zu al yidei nekev shevineim. Im yesh k'negir ha'nekev shloshu lugim pasul, l'havonas shidus ha'rambam. The Harav, Lahalon, the Piskei Rambam, Bilchoisa Be'id Beginzeh, Mayim, in order to understand the Rambam, Mayim, Shuvim, Shahayu Bitzala Mikvah, we have Mayim Shuvim, Shahayu Bitzala Mikvah, okay, that was on the side of the Mikvah, Afal Pisha Mayim Noigim Bimea Mikvah, we learned Loi Paslu, Why Mibne Shahain Kim Mikvah Samach Lemikvah, that's elementary, my dear. Hayu hashuvim beemtsa poslam esenik. That was what we learned before. Shtei brechos zulam alamizu, two brechos zulam alamizu v'koysel b'neim v'liyoyin amalei mayim kashedim v'atachtoyin amalei mayim shuvim v'nekev b'koysel. There's a hole in the koysel shabein v'liyoyin l'tachtoyina im yesh kineged hanekev. Okay, we now turn to page 110 on the very bottom, one line. Shloishes lugim. We have three lugim. Mayim shuvim nivslahol yoyina. Mibnei shanekev ki ilu hu beemtsa, it's ki ilu hu beemtsa al yoyina ve'ina betzida. In such a matzev, it's going to be no good.
It's like shifu first, I know it in the middle.
So back when, shtei berecha zun zal zun v'akoysel b'neim kal yoyin kuzeh mayim shkshayim v'atana. See, the one tonight, over here, everything we learn over here now, over here is going where you don't have 40 saw. when you don't have 40 sa. The Rambam doesn't say that. In our case, let's say we already had 40 sa. I guess that's the point. You'll never be able to have 40 sa, because since you're always coming in contact in the beginning, it's always going to get ruined. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, fine. Now let's take a look at that. Wait. I'm sorry. I read the Ikim Mefarshim. You told me I should do the Tabla. I made a mistake. I'm sorry. I got carried away there. I meant to. I made a mistake. I read the Ikim Mefarshim. Let's start.
The interesting thing is that the Rambam does not give you any measurements.
Right.
The Rambam just tells you three lugim.
Now let's see the Tabla. I'm sorry about that. I wasn't paying attention. Hamataharish Amerchatz. Perigo Mishnah Yir Aleph Lufi Rav Harambam. Hamikre. What is the situation? Shtei brechas, two brechas shall maim tzayinim. El yoyinim v'tachloinim. Deke b'neim, there's a hole. Achas emaim g'shem, pochas v'aboyim sa, v'yashniya emaim shuvim. Rabbi Yossi, im yesh b'chalal ha-nekev, shebeneim, shir shlosh lugin, 1 and 3, 20, me'aboyim sa, hamayim, there's a mistake here in the parentheses, look at this. Look at the mistake, he never makes a mistake, this guy, never. Look, he added an extra parentheses there. Amazing. This guy never, ever makes a mistake. Never. I guess he's a real person. He's a human being. Me'arboim so ha-mayim ha-kasherim nifsalu b'negiyas ha-shuv. Me'ayim ha-kasherim becomes possible b'negiyas ha-shuvim b'emtza'om. Kidin shloish logim shuvim ha-nishasarim b'mikvachoser. Okay, through touching becomes possible. The same thing is when the bottom is achtoyne. So automatically, according to Rabbi Yossi, once there's a hole the size of 1 and 3, 20, automatically that's going to allow 3 lugim, because 3 lugim is 1 in 3, 20 of 40 saw. That's a very important thing to learn. To know that. I never made that calculation. I never knew that. That 3 lugim that we always speak about is 1 in 300 of a kosher mikvah. So 3 lugim, and what is three lugim today? So you think about a kiddush cup. A kiddush cup is 3 ounces. So, and it's a revius. So a revius haloig. 3 lugim, that means the amount of wine that you drink by 3 sidorim. Each seder you drink a whole loig. 4 kiddush cups is a loig. Each kiddush, they attack a seder, I saw this, that the goal of why, the reason why we drink a revius is because of Pesach. Because the goal is to drink 4 cups. Shabbos, how many cups of wine do you drink on Shabbos? Friday night, Shabbos morning, Shalosh Seudos, Malav Malka. So how much wine are you drinking over Shabbos? An entire loig. You're supposed to drink for Havdalah, maybe Havdalah. I shouldn't say Malav Malka, Havdalah. Right? Some people, they make Kiddush by Shalashuris. Right? They Baruch HaTov. Only a Chassid would know that. A Litvak wouldn't know what I'm talking about. Say a Boy Priyagafen in the middle of the meal. In the middle of the meal, you make a Boy Priyagafen, and then you make Havdalah. So you make Friday night, Shabbos morning, Shalashuris, you drink your Vias of Yayin, and then you drink Malav and Havdalah, not Malav Malka. There's no Yayin Malav Malka. There's Din of Yayin Malav Malka? I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't think so.
I know
there's Indian of Pascham. But there's no Indian to drink wine by Malav Malka. Is there? Is such a Indian to drink wine by Malav Malka? To make Burpee and Ruffin? So you have four a loig. So over Shabbos, you end up drinking a loig, 4 cups of wine. If you ask a person, Dalad Kaisis, tell me what comes to mind. So tell a person, Dalad Kaisis, he's going to say to you, Pesach Seder. Wrong, bzz, gong, wrong. It shows that you're not a religious Jew. The Sadeh should eat every single Shabbos Kodesh. You drink 4 cups of wine. You drink 4 cups of wine. Friday night, Shabbos morning, Shalosh Su'udos, Barakatu Hashem, Lokeh Melechelam, Boyre Priyagofen, in the middle of the meal. Make Kiddush, middle of the meal, just make Kiddush. every chassid shalom makes kiddush meal lemeal, and then you make havdalah. That's a double of four times one revius is one loig. That's why Pesach is called Mochar Asa Shabbos, because Friday, Pesach night you drink four cups of wine, just like you do on Shabbos. You have four cups of wine on Shabbos, one loig. So if you have two siddur, if you have 3 day yomdif, you have Shabbos. Let's say it has to be the other way around. It has to be Sunday, Monday. It has to be Shabbos. No, it has to be Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. It's Shaykh. But then you're combining Havdalah with one of the Kais. You're missing out on a Revius. You're missing out. Is it possible for Pesach to come out on a Thursday? Thursday, Friday, Shabbos? Is it possible? 3 day Yom to Pesach? Is it possible? Probably not. Thursday, Friday.
We say Lo Badu Kasha. Lo Badu Kasha.
Lo Beis Dalid Vav. That means it can happen then.
Yeah.
Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. If you have Thursday, if Me'erv Tavshilim, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, so you drink 3 lugim. Each Seder, you have a loig, 2 sedarim, and then Shabbos, you have another loig, 3 lugim. How do you like that? 3 lugim. Three lugim. Thus is given. You've now reached. What?
That was the state of the Gaonim.
The state of the Gaonim. What?
The Seder of the Gaonim. The Seder of the Tanaim.
I don't understand. What do you mean? What do you mean their Seder? What do you mean their Seder of the Tanaim?
Meaning how many cups of wine you drink. So I'm just saying.
3 lugim. Friday, Shabbos, you have 3 lugim. Thus, given you've passed the critical point of a mikvah, and thus is given 1 in 320 of the full amount of yayin you need to person should make a cheshir in his life, that when he reaches 320 Shabbosos, he has now consumed an entire mikvah of yayin, a mikveh yayin, tahor. So
I would say that he's already passed.
There are 50 Shabbosos in a year, so 6 years. Get the Shemitah. Six years. You have 20 left over. It's like uva shviyis yetze shei shanim tavod uva shviyis yetze. You know why? Because you're tahor. Kuloi parach ba'oroi tahor hu. I have immersed in the May, in the Yayin Hadas. Nichas Yayin Yetze Soid. I was toivel in the Yayin of Das. A mikveh Yayin, it's a gewalde gesach. 3 lugim is 1 in 320. There's a whole new world for me over here. Nu choymer l'drush. Choymer l'drush. Droshot.
Drunk as a skunk of war.
Droshot Ladorot. Droshot Ladorot. This is what a doctor Roman Lamb, right? This is his swarm. Droshot Ladorot. I know it's Gvaldik.
I never picked it up, but a long time ago they had archived his handwritten Droshos. Some of them were typed. And some of them are really very, very potent. I mean, they're very, very powerful. He was an excellent Dash.
Oh, he sure was. I once told him, he really liked it. I touched Hanoah. I told him that I read, before he published anything, he published The Royal Reach.
Yes.
So I had it in the house. I liked it. I read it. I didn't really go for it too much. There was one drush that I liked very much. I like that Sukkis. I remember what he said. He says the Pitum and the Ukkits, they have to be symmetrical, according to Halacha. This is like a real Soloveitchik type of drusha. The Soloveitchiks, they combine halacha. The uniqueness of a Soloveitchik is to combine halacha with drush. Most Gedolim don't do that. They don't even hold from it. There's Medrash Halacha and Medrash Agada. You don't mix the two. The Briskos, they had this knack of breaking the rules of their Drush is rooted in Halacha, which is a very unique type of Mahalach. Very unique Mahalach of saying Machshava Mitoich Halacha. So he did this and he said that the Pitam and the Ukis have to be symmetrical because the Ukis represents the Ovis and the Pitam represents the next generation. A Pitam like an Isha, the Dad. I'm not sure he said that. I'm saying this is like a dal, like an ishot, the yoinik, the tinoik of Shabbos Rabban, the next door, the tinoik, the next door. And the ukitz is where it's mechubah to the ilon hagodol, to the tree with the shirish. So there is the ovois, where you come from, and there is the pitam is where you're going. It's the next generation. They have to be in line. If the ukitz is azoy, and the pitam is azoy, it's no good puzzle. Because the new generation has, you the chibur, the eshi the chibur, you have to make sure that you channel the Messiah from the avos yashar straight with a perfectly straight symmetrical line to the next generation. He wrote this in the World Reach. I met him once somewhere at some function, and I told him that I read his book, The World Reach. I have in the house, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. And especially this drasha, it was unbelievable. And he smiled, he lit up like a Christmas tree. Not like a Chanukah menorah, like a Kratzmuch tree.
No problem. Don't worry about it. Nothing to feel bad about. Thank you for your help. And the ikar for the tonight is the Mirtz Hashem that it should be smooth. The streaming, the videos, the rabbanim, the chiz. No problem. Don't worry. And we'll ask whoever is emceeing to encourage people. Everyone get your Tehillim books out, their Siddurim, and follow along. And we'll announce what chapters we're saying and stuff like that. But the main thing is to focus at the division.
I think Donald Trump is going to flip on all of them. What do you think about that, including his children? I really believe that Donald Trump is going to turn around. You always get shocked when I say things, Joy. I really believe that Donald Trump cares for only himself, and he realizes that his goose is cooked. So when he turns around and he gets questioned about what you're just asking about, inflation, it wasn't me. It was Alan. Wow. It was my accountant. It was the appraiser. It's never Donald.
Rabbi Ephraim, I'm sorry about that.
No problem.
That was related to the job, possibly. Okay. So I have to take that. I didn't know. Anyway. Okay. Baruch Hashem. Anyway. Yeah. So you were so...
All right, let's go right. Okay, let's go right over here. Let's see the table. The table of Son Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says, "Hamayim hashuv loy poislam es hamayim shebrechak sherim why kaven shlo naflu l'sechon v'naflu l'sechon." It did not fall into it. It did not fall down. Kaven shlo naflu l'sechon. When the gear, he holds it's not going to be a problem. He holds only when it falls into it. We don't really do this part of the Mishnah. We didn't really explain this.
It's the last part of the
Mishnah. Oh, we didn't even do the Rav. Let's go back to the Rav. How do we do the Rav? Go back to the Rav. Rabbi Elazar ben Afila tachlon malei kashem v'al yonu malei kashuvim doesn't v'yesh b'tzad nekev shlosh lugim kosh lo omru el shlosh lugim b'shenoflu, Rav. Afila tachlon malei kashem v'al yonu malei kashuvim t'derech amayim malei rad. Afila wachi ein shlosh lugim shuvim b'gim 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 v'ein ha-she'uvim poistlim es ha-mikva ad she-yiblu l'soichoi. Has to fall, not when it's side by side. So mikva natsad. He's a very generous opinion of mikva natsad. The halacha k'rabi yosi. Okay, back to the tabla.
You mean that it has to fall?
Fall. Like Makli.
In the second
paragraph? Yeah. It has to fall from Makli. This he holds mikva natsad. It's minatzad. He holds that it's not a problem.
So,
that's much better. Sherei ein derech amayim la'alos. It doesn't matter. It's always called the mikvah b'tzad ha'mikvah. It's chaz the mishnah inside. Ha'mitahedah sheva merchatz. The last part of the process of taking a bath. You go to the merchatz. You have a wonderful time there, and then you go into the metahedas. And the way it was configured was zeh b'tzad zeh ha'tachtoin nemalei ashuvim ve'liyoin nemalei kesheidim. So what's the law? It's going down. It depends. Is this called the mikvah b'tzad ha'nikva? It depends. Im yesh k'neged ha'nekev shloish lugin, apostle. Kama yeh b'nekev yeh bo shloish lugin, echad mi shloish meyos v'eshim labreicha. Dei Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Elazar mer, no, I'm very generous. Afilo ha'tachtoina malei, pum vag the other way around, even ha'tachtoina malei k'shedim. Vel yoyin malei ha'shuvim, and el yoyin is malei ha'shuvim, which should be really bad, because it's going the wrong direction. V'yesh zara nekev shloish lugin, it doesn't matter. Kasher shli amru ella shloish lugin shenoflu. Gevaldik. All right, I really got to stop here.
You know what? This helps me understand. If you go back to page 21, unless I understand page 21, Perek Bez Mishnah Dalet.
Yeah.
Rabbi Revius Gaim Shum Batchil Kosna Samikva. Ushlo Shalugan Alpine Hamayim. That's the Pshat. Ushlo Shalugan Alpine Hamayim versus when it's Yairin Lutakamit. Pnei Hamayim means different than stuff that was Nafala Mikva, right?
In the same Beliezer. No, this is Rabbi Elazar, a different person.
No, it's Rabbi Elazar, it's Rabbi Elazar. Shucks. Okay. Fine, but I thought that was, okay. Right, so, because I thought I'll pay on mine would matter when the software read this. Okay, thank you for correcting me. I do appreciate it. It's a pleasure learning with you, as always. From now on, when I reach 320 Shabbosos, I will call you up and I'll make a l'chaim.
But the truth is, you can do it in a week. Just drink a lot. 99 bottles of beer on the wall. 99 bottles of beer. One of those bottles we happen to be drunk before Shabbos. There's only 98 bottles of beer left to drink before Shabbos.
speaking of which, is there a kiddush in Ar Yitzchak this week?
I don't think so. No, there's not. Ar Yitzchak is getting very schwach.
Right.